Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Today we are talking about refined by fire. And I just want to bring two quick points to you today of the purpose in the pain, the beauty in the ashes. And it can seem in the moment like there is no purpose, but God wastes no season. Do you know that about your life? Do you know that He uses everything? There's not one season that He wastes. And so this season is particularly one that He loves to turn around and use for good. And there's an interesting passage in Genesis 35. If you've got your Bibles, I'd love you to turn there. In verse 16, and this passage is actually about Rachel's death. And it says in verse 16, then they journeyed from Bethel, where they were still some distance from Ephrath. I think that's how you say it. Help me, Lord. Rachel went into labor, and she had hard labor. Amen to every woman that has ever labored. I've labored 3 times and each time was horrendous. I envied those women like, I love labor. Can't wait to do it again. I'm like, wow. Yeah, honestly, how many drugs were you on, Chris? That's what I like to ask. Actually, my husband, I asked him a few weeks later after our first birth, like, oh, how'd he go? And he said, oh, he's like, it was like watching a shark attack. I was like, oh God, I never want to watch that video ever. Anyway, I digress. Let's come back to the scripture. And she had hard labor. And when the labor was at its hardest, the midwife said to her, do not fear, for you have another son. And as her soul was departing, for she was dying, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And as her soul was departing, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Now, this is a very interesting picture of suffering and almost two different perspectives and two different ways you can go when you're suffering and in trial. You can go to a place of marking your future with your suffering, or you can go to a place of where God is birthing within you. And that's what happened here. Rachel called her son Benoni, which means son of my sorrow or son of my suffering. You know, she was labeling her son with her anguish, her suffering, her bitterness, that's what the future would be for this child. But his father, Jacob, changed his name and called him Benjamin, which means son of my right hand. Now, Jacob was suffering just as much. Let's not forget. He just lost his wife, the love of his life. He worked 14 years for Rachel. And here he is facing the fact that his beloved, his wife, had passed away. I can't even imagine the anguish and the sorrow and the suffering in that moment. But he chose in that moment to not let his suffering define his future and to mark him with bitterness in his heart. He chose to instead label his future and his son out of what God was birthing in his life. And I want to say to you today that when we are facing trials and sufferings, God will birth something in your life. But it is your choice whether you open up to Him and you let Him come in and do a purpose and do a work and bring beauty from the ashes. We can choose whether we let suffering define our lives and we get bitter and we let it affect our hearts, or we can choose to allow God to birth something within us that never would have happened if we didn't walk through the trials of life. He wants to do something in your world in this season. And I don't believe that God created suffering. That was not the plan for your life. But he does want to do something in the middle of it. Because Joshua 1:5, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right in the thick of it with you. He's not walking away. He's not leaving you in the midst of it, but he wants to walk you through and do a work in your heart that never would have been done if you hadn't have walked through the trials of life. So two things that I believe God wants to birth in you in the season of suffering. The first is this, that our faith is refined in trials and made pure. In 1 Peter 1, verse 6 to 7, it says this, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, in the midst of the trial, your faith is tested. Has anyone had their faith tested before? Good. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for not leaving me alone up here. Our faith is tested. And if we allow God in, he will refine it and make it pure and unshakable in him. You know, when gold is melted down and it's put in the fire, what happens is all the impurities that are in the gold get separated from it, and all that's left is pure gold. And that's what happens to our faith in the midst of trials, is that all the impurities start to pop. I don't know if you've ever walked through something and all of a sudden you feel very exposed. You know, you're realizing that you maybe had your faith in the wrong area. You had your hopes in the wrong area, that maybe your heart wasn't right here or there. And the impurities of your heart start to pop and sort of come up. And if we allow God into those areas and allow him to do a work, our faith comes out pure and in Jesus Christ and unshakable. I remember when I was 18 and I walked through a very difficult trial. I was struggling with almost every area of my life. I felt like every area was being tested. I was quite ill. I was in that hospital. I had pneumonia and lots of things going on with my lungs, and I wasn't able to do my HSC. So that was going on, and my parents at the time were separated and they were walking through a divorce. I was in a relationship that broke down, and it just felt like every area that I had sort of had my faith in, had my hope in, had crumbled, and I was left with my impure faith. And I felt like God did a work in my heart and created in me a faith that honestly, and I say this with conviction in my heart, I know without a shadow of death, I would not have got such a strong faith in Jesus Christ if I had not walked through that trial and let the Lord into it, into the midst of that suffering. I feel like now, and I'm not perfect by any means, but I know I have such a deep faith in Jesus and an unshakable faith that it doesn't matter what situations and what circumstances come our way, that your faith is in the rock of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. Why is it so important that we have faith and a strong faith in Jesus Christ? Let me give you a few reasons. The first is that nothing pleases God but faith. The second is that our faith in Jesus is our salvation. We need a strong faith in Jesus because that is our salvation. The third thing is that our faith brings miracles and breakthroughs into our world. Read through the New Testament. Jesus constantly was like, "Your faith has made you well. Your faith has brought this healing." Our faith unlocks miracles and breakthroughs in our world. And finally, in Corinthians, it tells us that we walk not by sight. We walk by faith. Oh man, we need a strong faith. We need an unshakable faith, because we are walking by faith, not by sight. As a believer, we have a heavenly perspective. We're walking by a different way. We're not looking at our situations and circumstances and letting that determine how we walk. We rise above that and we look to God and we look to His ways. We look to the Word of God and we walk by faith. We need to have a strong faith in God. And if you can allow Him, through the suffering and through the trials, into your heart and into your world, He will refine in you a strong faith that is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. He builds a faith in us that is made pure and strong and unshakable. The second thing that God does in the midst of our trials is that your endurance grows. You know, we need a bit of grit. We need a bit of courage. I don't know if you know this, but being a believer is the narrow road. It's not the wide road. And I'm sure that road is going to get narrower. And we need to have an endurance to keep walking the walk of faith that God has called us to. There's a scripture in James 1, verse 2 to 3 that I used to hate that says, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Thank you, James. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. There's something that James and Peter knew, because they've got a similar tone in their scriptures. Peter's saying, you can rejoice in this. And James is saying, count it pure joy. I don't know if you've ever walked through a trial, but that's the last thing you want to do, is be rejoicing and counting it pure joy. But what they knew that we need to catch a hold of is that God is still at work and He is still doing something in your life, that He is bringing purpose in the season of suffering, that He is doing a work in your heart that never would have been done, that couldn't have been done if we hadn't have walked through the trials of life. And that's why they're saying, count it joy. Rejoice. Because God is at work in your heart. He is creating some grit within you. He's creating some courage within you. He's giving you an endurance that we need for every season that is going to come upon you in your life. Simon McIntyre, who planted this church with Pastor Phil and Chris, I'm sure many of you know him. He's written a lot on suffering and he has been through some large trials in his life. And I was reading some of his blogs and things this week, and something that he said stuck out to me. He said about this scripture in James, he says, let it grow is an invitation to stop trying to get out of inconvenient and painful things. People are running as never before from difficult situations, telling us that that isn't God's will to be in this or that circumstance. But yes, it is. Stay and grow. As hard as that is to hear, it's true that we can see it as an opportunity that God wants to grow you. He wants to do something in your life that will truly set you up for your future. You know, I am a parent. I have three children. And I find parenting extremely fascinating. It's one of the hardest and best things in your whole life. And something that I've struggled with as a mum has been not being able to rescue my children and fix all the problems all the time. It's awful for a mother's heart when your children come home from school, and I'm sure it only gets worse. I'm only at 10, 6 and 8 at the moment. And they come home from school and, you know, they're crying, something happened, someone was mean to them, someone's bullying them or teasing them, or they didn't get picked for a team, or, you know, all the things in their heart that just grieve them and make them upset. Particularly when someone is being mean to them, I'm like, what's their name? Who is their mother? What street do they live on? Like, get me in there. Like, my, like, mama bear just wants to, like, stay away from my children. Don't you even come near them. Clearly, I don't do that. Well, I do inside, but not on the external. But it's so hard to not just get in there and protect them and rescue them. You know, instead you have to have all these conversations about being the bigger person and forgiveness, and we pray for these people and what could we do to help tomorrow not be bad like yesterday. And, you know, you're training and you're equipping and you're preparing them instead of rescuing them. And I often feel like that must be God towards us. I'm sure it just pains him to see you suffering. I'm sure all he wants to do is just scoop you up. And let's run away from that situation. But you know, he is a good father and he is a good parent to us. And often there are times where he can't just scoop us up and rescue us, but he needs to prepare you and needs to build things in you that can only be done through walking through the trials of life. That he wants to prepare in you an endurance that will get you through every season that you face. That he wants to refine in you a faith that is strong and unshakable and built on the rock of Jesus Christ. Does that mean he leaves you? No. Does that mean he's always there? Yes. He's near. He cares. He loves you. I'm sure his heart's breaking, like my heart breaks for my children. But he is a good father, and he will turn those things around for good for those who love the Lord. He's doing something in you this season. He's birthing things in you that never would have been done if you hadn't have walked through the trials of life. There's purpose in your pain. There's beauty in the ashes that he will birth things in you, if in that season you can let him in. Let him in to every part of the suffering and the trials that you're walking through. Amen. Amen. Let's close our eyes. Let me pray for you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he's here right now, and he's ever close. To every person in this room. And I would love to pray. I'd love to pray for you before we leave, but I'd love to firstly pray for anyone in this room who needs to find Christ. Maybe you've never known God before and you've walked into this place. Maybe this is your first time in church and you're hearing about a God that wants to walk with you through the trials of life. The first step to that is that you need to invite him into your world. Have relationship with him. This is not about a religion. This is not about a tick of tasks that you do. This is about a relationship with a God that loves you, that created you, that knows you. And he wants to have relationship with you. But just with every eye closed, if you're in this room today and you need Jesus in your heart, you've never known him before and you want to ask him to come into your life, I want to pray a prayer with you. It's just a simple prayer that invites Christ into your life. Or maybe you feel far away from God. Maybe you did once know God. At some point in your life, you did have relationship, but you've fallen away. You're distant. You're far away from God now and you need to come back. I would also love to pray a prayer with you that invites Christ into your life. So if you don't know him and you want to invite him in today, or you're far away from him and you want to come back today, I'm going to ask you on the count of three just to lift your hand so I know who we're praying for today. And then we're all going to say a prayer together in this room, a simple, powerful prayer that brings Christ into your life. So that's you today. You need him. You know you need him. He knew you would be here in this moment. And he's drawing you in close. He's a real and a true God. You can experience him. And he wants to have relationship with you. So if that's you and you need him, on the count of three, just lift your hand. I'll pray a prayer with you. One, two, three. Just lift your hand and I'll pray for you today to invite Christ into your life. Awesome. Thank you. I see that hand. Who else is there today? You know you're distant. You know you're far and you need to come back to Him today. You've never known Christ before. Don't leave this room without knowing Him in your heart. Just lift your hand and we'll pray a prayer with you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I see that hand. Beautiful. Anyone else? Just lift your hand. Amen. Wonderful. Let's pray this prayer today together, everyone in the room, but especially if you put your hand up, say this prayer to God and allow Him in to your life today. Let's say this. Dear God, thank you for dying on a cross for me. Today, I choose to follow you. I thank you that the old is gone and I step into the new with you. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Lord, I thank you for those hands raised. Lord, I thank you would reveal yourself as true and real. Lord, I thank you, God, that they would get connected into the body of Christ and journey with people to become disciples of you. Lord, seal salvation in their hearts today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Can you stand to your feet, church? I'd love to just pray over you before we leave today. We've got our next step sessions in the Art Lounge. If you are new to this community, come along. We're going to have lunch together. We're going to help you get connected and into a connect group. It's for anyone. Maybe you've been in community here a long time, but you haven't found that connect group for you yet. Come along, come meet some of the connect leaders and we're going to have lunch together and eat together. But let me pray for you, particularly if you're walking through something, a trial at the moment. Would you just lift your hands for me? Oh, just lift them up high. Lift them to God. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that you see every hand raised. Lord God, thank you for the woods, Lord. Bless them. Pour out upon them, Lord. For, Lord, for whatever they're facing, Lord, great strength and great healing in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, for Bev, Lord, for the Nailers, for Dave, Lord, bless them. Father God, pour out upon them, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you are doing a work in their heart and in their life. Lord, and that you turn it around for good for those who love the Lord. Father, I thank you that you see every hand. Lord, for the Richards, Lord, bless them today. God, I thank you for a strength that cannot be shaken, a faith that is unshakable in their life. Lord, we thank you, God, that they will see the goodness of God in every situation and every circumstance. Lord, I thank you, God, you're with us. Oh, you're with every person. Lord, we bring every trial into your hands right now. Oh, God, that you so care, that you're so near. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your comforting hand upon every family and life in this room. Lord, and I thank you for what you're doing in us that could never be done in any other situation. And Lord, we thank you for a strong faith and an endurance that grows, Lord, Father, in this time and in this season. And Father, we thank you for breakthroughs and we declare miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you turn it all around for good. Lord God, that you shake it up. Lord God, that you shut doors and open doors. Lord, that you bring finances, God. Lord, that you restore relationships. Lord, that you bring prodigals back into the house, Lord. Father, that you heal mental health in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we have a hope in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, and we thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercy over every situation in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect with us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.